Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministries. And I bring you greetings today from our church and ministry. Reverend God, who is my life, and to every one of you, brothers and sisters in Christ, I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. I give God praise tonight, and I give him glory tonight. I just reverence him. He is such a good God. I just give him reverence. He is my life, and I just give praise to him. I just thank him on tonight. God is so good on tonight. We just give him praise and reverence tonight. We're going to get ready to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy to order tonight. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer on tonight. And, you know, I just give God, you know, God has been so good to me. I don't know what to say because I'm just so full on tonight because he always comes through for me. Always. He always comes through for me. I don't care what's going on. God is always there. So I just thank and praise him on tonight. God is such a good God, and I give him glory. I just, like I say, I give him praise and reverence, and I give Apostle Dean praise. I just thank God for Apostle Dean. She's at the wake of his sisters on tonight. And maybe he'll be back before we get off. But I just give God glory for him on tonight and thank God for covering him on tonight. I'm just blessed today. I can't say anything, but I'm blessed. So we're going to get ready for our devotion part of the service. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 41. Psalms 41. Blessed is he that consider the poor. The Lord will deliver him in times of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his beds in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of thee. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. And evil disease say they cleave fast unto him. And now that he lies, he shall rise up no more. I have just read you from Psalms 41, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to just pray our devotion prayer.
I stress
from me.
Humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just confessing that we sin and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight, God. We come, Lord, and just giving you the praise tonight. We give you glory tonight, Father. We magnify your name on tonight. We glorify your name tonight, Father. We just lift your name up tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, giving you praise, hallelujah, giving you glory, hallelujah, magnifying your name, God, just seeking your face tonight, while you may be found, God, calling on your name, Lord, while you're near tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come giving you all praise and all glory, in the mighty name of Jesus, we first of all, God, come right now, God, asking you to bind the strong man tonight. We bind the strong man tonight, Father. You say whatever I bind on earth is already bound in heaven. And whatsoever I loose on earth is loose in heaven. I bind up the strong man tonight. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to block him tonight, God, from this radio broadcast. I ask you to block him from our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise tonight, and we give you glory tonight, Father. We magnify your holy name tonight. We glorify your name, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, to bind every witch and every warlock, every wizard, every psychic, in the name of Jesus. Just bind them tonight. Set fire to them, God, in the name of Jesus. Burn them up
In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you tonight. I ask you to let me, Deborah Dean's decrease, that the Holy Ghost will increase and minister to us on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God, and we give you glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise tonight. I give you glory tonight for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. I just give you praise, God. Lord, let your power fall tonight. Let the anointing fall tonight. Lord, I ask you to put a shift in the atmosphere tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for it on tonight. Let your power fall, God. Let your anointing fall on this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, let your power fall, God. Let your power fall, God. Let your power fall, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we'll be careful, God, to give you all the praise and all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, and for your glory, hallelujah. We give God, we just give him praise on tonight. And we give him glory on tonight. We just magnify his name tonight and glorify him, Lord. I just thank God on tonight. We're going to just testify. If you just anything you can say for the Lord, just give God some praise on tonight in the name of Jesus. And I just want to start it off by just saying how blessed I am. I know I'm blessed. I'm better than blessed. God has blessed me beyond measures. I don't know about nobody else. I can't tell your story. I can only tell my story. Only my story. Hallelujah. God woke me up this morning and he started me on my way this morning. And I thank God how he watched over me and Apostle last night. All last night. And early this morning, he shook me in the name of Jesus and he woke me up. Gave me a mind to pray. Gave me a right mind. In the name of Jesus, I give God glory. And I give him praise on tonight. I just thank God. I thank him tonight. God been so good to me. Y'all know I had surgery. Y'all know I had surgery, heart surgery. Hallelujah. What, it's been 3 weeks, 4 weeks at the most? I thank God on the 19th. Of April, it'll be 4 weeks. But honey, God had already healed me before I even had the surgery. I thank God. And he left some proof of, he left evidence that I was already healed. Because when I went to the doctor the next week or so, he said, your heart had already recovered. And I know it did. So I'm just going to have my faith, keep my faith in God. When they call me and say, well, you need to put your machine on. Turn your machine on so we can keep up with the heartbeat. I said, no, because my doctor told me that my heart had recovered. So I don't want to hear what they got to say. I really don't want to hear them. So that machine is still in the box, still in the paper. I didn't even open it up. But I tell you what, I'm going to give God all the credit. I give credit where it's due, and it's due to God. And I thank God on tonight. I give God praise tonight. I give God glory tonight. I magnify him. I am so blessed. Every time I hear somebody having a massive heart attack, and they leave, God left me here. And I thank God. Over 30 years ago, I thank God that when I was 30 years old, having a massive heart attack, I thank God today that he graced me. He showed me mercy, and I thank him today. I got so much to praise God for. I got so much to be thankful for. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I got that praise down on the inside of me, that praise. I thank God today. I give him glory. I got so much to thank him for. Oh, they said, oh, just stay calm. Don't get all excited. Honey, let me tell you something. I ain't worried about what the doctor say, because the doctor just wants the money, because they had no business putting this thing in, because I was already here. But I tell you what, I ain't finna stop praising God for no man. I don't care who he say he is, a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. I'm not finna stop praising God. But I give God praise on tonight, and I give him glory. I thank God for Apostle Dean. I'm keeping him in my prayers. I thank God for Prophet Terry Sadler. I'm keeping his Sadler family in my prayers for the loss of his mother. I just thank God tonight. He didn't have to let me live, but he did. Yes, I'm a walking miracle. I'm a walking testimony. And I'll tell anybody, I'll stand on the tallest mountain. I'll stand on the hillside. I'll stand in the middle of the bridge and let them know how good God is. God is a good God, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God on tonight for his goodness. I'm going to play another song. And if anybody have a testimony, y'all know I can testify all by myself for this whole hour. I just thank God. I'm going to pray another song, I guess.
Things on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange. But brave is the way I say that.
I just want to holler it out. There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy, maybe the same. Praise is the way.
Now this is what I want you to do with that praise. Let it breathe.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. It's a praise down on the inside of me. I'm telling you, it's a praise down in there, and I have to let it out. I don't care what nobody thinks. If nobody else don't praise God, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give him the praise. He deserves all of the praise and all of the glory. As I was listening to the music, the song, the words and everything, I heard the Lord say that any other prophets, because it's other prophets on this line, if it's any other prophets that have a word for anybody on this line, please feel free, because it's other prophets. And we even have prophets in training on this line. So, you know, God is a good God. He's a good God. So if there's any other prophet on this line that have a word for anybody on this line, you know, feel free. Amen. And I'm just, this is our testimony, part of the praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And even if you don't want to testify, you just want to give God some praise or just something that he's done for you, whatever it is, because I'm telling you, I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony walking around with a box in my chest that I don't even need. Now, you know God is good. God is good. It ain't even connected. God is good. He healed me before they did it, but they wanted the money. And, hey, God know what he's doing. He allowed it. He told me the other day, he said, what they meant for you for evil, I'm turning it around for your good. I know he told me. I heard him say it, and I believe it. So I'm just going to wait and see what he's going to do. My Father is a great, great God, a great King above every king, and I give him praise for all of it, all of it. I don't care what I've been through. I go through stuff so everybody else can see what I've been through. I go through stuff for a testimony. I go through these trials and tests for a testimony, and I will testify about the things that I go through. I'm not ashamed of what I've been through. God took me to it, and he brought me through it. I thank God on tonight. I thank him tonight. I praise God tonight. He's a wonderful God. Wonderful. When I tell you, I don't have nothing else to do but praise the Lord. He's my first, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. Thank you, God. Thank you. These days and times, that's what we all better be doing. Soon as we open our eyes, because it ain't somebody went to bed last night that didn't get up this morning. And we have to be thankful. Thankful. I am. I'm so thankful. He has kept me 65 years. 65 years. I'm so grateful and thankful to God. Nobody else could do what God did, and he's doing. Nobody can heal me before the doctors got to me but God. Nobody could do that. Now, I got an empty box in my chest. It's all right. It's all right, because I ain't stopped doing nothing I was doing. And I thank God today. I ain't going to be quiet. I'm going to keep on giving him the praise. I'm going to keep on testifying. God is good and good all the time. Do we have any testimony? Any testimony? I got to play some more music to get y'all up to testify.
Amen, Apostle.
Amen.
Giving reverence to God who is the head of my life.
Amen.
And to you and Apostle James in your respectable places.
Amen.
I just want to give a word out for the Lord on today. For he is good, and his mercy endures forever. You know, we've been through some life-changing things on this past couple of weeks, but God, he is still good. no matter what's going on all around us, all of this chaos going on in this world, God, he is still good. He still wakes me up every morning with the activities of my limb, and I give him praise, glory, and honor. This year, I will be 50 years old, and I just, you know, it's a special year for me. I don't know how nobody else felt when they hit 50 or if they 50 or whatever, but, you know, I just thank God for allowing me to see almost 50 years. I'm not quite there yet, but he has some things set out for me that he's lining up for me in my life. And when I hit this 50-year-old mark, and so I just wanted to give a well word out for the Lord on tonight, and I just ask that you guys continue to pray my strength in the Lord. God, he is worthy of all of my praise, glory, and honor. I've been, my faith has been tried and tested this week, but God, he is a deliverer. You know, when persecution comes up on us, and we got to know that we are already, it's a fixed fight, and we already have the victory. When persecution comes up on us, we need to begin to praise God because it's a fixed fight.
Right.
It's already it's already won, you know, I've been going through some things this week, mentally, physically, emotional, even spiritually, and God, he is, you know, he has continued to keep me and sustain me. So I just ask that you guys continue to keep me and my husband in your prayers. God bless you.
We'll do that. Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of tests and trials, you know, God is getting you ready. He's getting you ready. He's getting you ready. You know, it's a lot of things that you're going to be doing. He's getting you ready. So, you know, these tests and trials that you are going through, it's for a purpose and a plan. It's for a purpose and a plan. And you hold on. I can feel some weary in your spirit. I pick up weariness and heaviness and burden in your spirit, man. But God got you. Just hold on. Just hold on. Just hold on. Because what they trying to do for evil, God going to turn it around for your good, man. They want to make sure you who you say you are. They want to make sure you profited. They want to make sure the enemy. But we bind him up right now in the name of Jesus. You have no power or authority over her and her family, her husband, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Rest in me. He says, rest in me. Rest in me. Rest in me. Ah, you're over. Because now. Rest in me. Hallelujah. When it
thank
gets too heavy, call Jesus. Just say Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They think you're going to walk away. They think you're going to stop doing what you're doing. But God say, don't stop. I know something. I put you in this position. You know what? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just call on the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When you can't take it no more, call on the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why God sent it right in your lap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He sent it right in your lap. One of the other ones could have got it, but he sent it in your lap. In the the name of Jesus. God, you're worthy. You're worthy tonight. You're
yes,
worthy
Lord, thank
tonight.
You. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, don't say much at all. Don't say much at all to them. Fellowship does light have with dark? None. The corner man cannot know the things of God. They cannot. They think differently. The Lord wants you and Prophet Salah to keep anointed. Anoint yourself. Keep yourself covered. Keep yourself covered. This is warfare. This is the enemy. This is warfare. Don't let them take you out your character. They resist. And they gonna have to flee. Resist every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled today. In the name of Jesus, I keep hearing warfare. Warfare, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is against you. He said, you can't attack one of mine. Thank you, God. He's going to work it out for you. To whom much is given, much is required. Go through these things, and at the end of it, it'd be an elevation from God. Keep doing what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Amen. Is there any more testimonies before we go any further? Amen. The devil is trying to keep people from testifying.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. But we bind up the enemy right now. Y'all forgive me. That was Apostle Beans, you know, that's stopping me from. What about man's phone? The devil is a liar tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you up right now. We cast you out right now. We command you to go now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to unblock her phone in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to unblock her phone in the name of Jesus. Unblock her phone, God. I ask you right now to bind every demonic force in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, to bind up the enemy now in the name of Jesus. You have no power, no authority over this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you got to go. You got to go right now in the name of Jesus. You got to go right now in the name of Jesus. You got to go right now in the name of Jesus. 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 You got to go right now. I say go now. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. You can't stay. You got to go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Unblock this line. Unblock her line. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Did you try it?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hallelujah.
I'm using Q form.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I just wanted to give reverence and honor to God. He said he was going to heal my body, and he did just that. I haven't took any of my blood pressure pills for 3 days now, and my blood pressure has been okay. It's been where it's supposed to be at, and I just want to thank God for that because he did exactly what he said he was going to do. And I'm just so grateful to God for that. And that's all I wanted to say. It was just a big thing to me. And he healed my baby body just like he said he was going to do too. Like he don't have, like the sickness he had at first, he don't have that. And he's doing well and he's getting very big. So I just want to love on God because he is so amazing to me. And he never ceases to fail me. Whatever he say he's going to do, it never go void. Like, he always do what he says he's going to do for me. And I just want to do whatever it is he want me to do for him.
Yeah.
Because the blessings to me are like miracles. And he's been working miracles upon miracles in our lives. And I am just so grateful and thankful to God for just being good to me.
Yes, God. Yes,
that's
God.
That's all
you.
I
want
to say. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know God is a healer. God is a healer. Can't nobody tell me no different. Here I am. I'm a living testimony. I'm walking proof. I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony for God. I'm a testify and say he take breath from me, how good he is, how good and great he been to me. I thank and praise God for it on tonight. Is there any more testimonies tonight? Prophetess Martin, the Lord was saying, just wait. It's something that you're wanting to do. He said, wait.
Amen.
And he said you don't have only just one gift. He blessed you with more gifts. He said many, but I'm saying more. He working some situation out for you. He working it out for you. He said, relax. He wants you to relax. Learn to relax. Lean on him. He's taking care of you. Depend on him. He's taking care of you. Relax. Relax. God is good.
He said, I'm working it out for you. He said he wants you to be wise in some different areas. Be wise. And he said, you are hearing from him. You just got to speak it. You think you're going to be wrong in what you're saying. You think it's you. It's not. He said, relax, let your guard down. You got too many things to do. He said, listen. And I'm just telling you what I hear. He said, listen. And he moved people out of your life for a reason. He said, don't worry about it. Don't even think about it. And your children are covered. Your family covered. He said, stop talking, listen. Just listen. Because he be trying to talk and tell you things. Show you things. And I heard him say the word, rediscover, rediscover, discover, rediscover. I mean, a prophet of Salah, he said he's going to point you in the way that you should go. He's going to point you in a way it's gonna relieve or solve a lot of things. He's just going to lead you in a way that is going to resolve a lot of different things. He said, but you're strong. You can handle some things. You're stronger than you think you are. And when Prophet Salah get through going through this thing that he's going through, he's going to show enough, be ready for some things. Your time, your talent. More people going to give you respect. Right now, they just seem like they're familiar with you or whatever, but they're going to start respecting you even the more. He said the time is now. The time is now. Prophet Jan, he said, don't be in a hurry. He said, don't be in a hurry. No one will take your spot, your place. Can't nobody take your place. He wants you to lean on him more, too. He's been talking to you, too. You've been getting attacked, too. But I hear him say the battle was already won. The victory is fought. The battle is won. The victory is yours. Victory over the enemy is yours. I don't care what people say and how they think. He's with you. He is with you. And I bind up every distraction. Every distraction. Every hindrance. You got to go right now in the name of Jesus. You got to go. God said it. He's getting ready to release some things for you. He's releasing you. You got more work to do. You got more work to do. He's releasing you. Mighty God. So now he'll be waiting for you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you on tonight to make the devil take his hand off of the money in the name of Jesus. Make the devil loose in the name of Jesus, the funds in the name of Jesus. Make him take his hands off right now in the name of Jesus. Off now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Release. Jesus. He got the perfect spot, the perfect place for you. Sister Q. You're always willing. You're always willing, and God likes that spirit that you have. Man of God. Let God lead you in the way that you should go. Let God lead you in what to do. You trying to do some things too, and you need God to lead you. Let God lead you. If you feel like God is leading you, then okay. But we can't do things out of our own strength. We trust God for everything. For everything. Trust God for everything. Wisdom comes from God. So think about a lot of things that you want to do. Wisdom comes from Him. You know, the Lord's saying you feel like you don't get enough support. But God wants you to know that God is with you, and you're gonna feel better with it. You're gonna feel better. You're gonna know that we support you, and other people support you. Look out for you. I heard the Lord say, "Look out for you." I hear him say, don't be weary and well-doing. Amen. Don't be weary and well-doing. You're going to reap if you don't faint. You're going to reap some things. But you got to stay strong in God. He's going to make you who you're going to be. He's going to make you. He's going to make sure you're who you called to be. You ain't got to impress nobody. You ain't got to say nothing. But God going to do it. And people going to know it's God too. Because when he hits you, you're going to have a praise down on the inside. And ain't nobody going to be able to stop what you gonna say, your praise. Thank you, God. Because you are light on that basketball court. You are light among the people that you're around, you know. Even when you think you're not, you are. And Prophetess Lisa, we thank and praise God for you on tonight. I hear the Lord say a willing worker. Not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. Everything that concerns you, Prophet, is concerning God. Everything. He knows everything. He knows your life. He knows the purpose. He knows the pain. It's purpose for that pain. It's purpose for your pain. It's a purpose for what you went through. It's a purpose for what you're going through. Everything has a purpose. It's a purpose for your life. It's a purpose everything that you've been through has a purpose. And God knows the plans and the purpose he has for you. God knows. You say sometimes you be praying or just praising in your hands, just you just be waving your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Don't nobody know. But God. Ooh. But he about to do some things. I guess he wants you to study. He said line up on line, precept on precept. That's how we know that word, line up on line, precept on precept. Even the more. Glory to God. I hear him say, this is a real thing. This is not a play thing. This is a real thing. Hallelujah. I don't know why I keep picking up that you be having pain sometime in your body. But we bind every ache. We bind it up now, every pain. We bind any pain up in Prophetess Lisa's body in the name of Jesus, in her feet and ankle. We bind it right now. We cast it out, and we command it to go. Every spirit of infirmity, go now in the name of Jesus. We bind you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. I hear him say strength. He's strengthening you. He said you need to just shake yourself. Release. He said you need to just shake yourself. In the name of Jesus. Whew. And where my teacher, Talia, praise God. He's saying nobody forgot about you. He hasn't forgotten about you. He says sometimes you get nervous and anxiety come, but we bind that spirit now. Depression, I hear that. But we bind it now in the name of Jesus. He's working on you. It might seem strange and you might feel strange, but God is working on you. I can hear him say, listen to me. He said, listen to me. He says, not. He said, he called you. He said, I call her. And give you a heavy spirit of discernment. We we bind every wicked spirit that try to come around you in the name of Jesus. We bind every demonic force right now in the name of Jesus. We bind every wicked spirit, every evil spirit that try to come around you. We cast them out and we command them to go in the name of Jesus. And again, he said, what does light have to do with darkness? They can't work together because it's light and dark. I heard him say image. I don't know what that means and why he said it, but he said image. Restoring you in any pain too. And I'm picking up leg pain tonight. I don't know why. But we bind all leg pain on tonight in the name of Jesus. Any confusion, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up. No confusion. We cast it out. We command it to go in the name of Jesus. It will not be a spirit of confusion. God is not a part of confusion. We cast you out and we command you to go in the name of Jesus. You can't stay among the people of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is straightening some things out. He's going to straighten some things out. In the name of Jesus, he is straightening things out in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, hallelujah. We give you praise, hallelujah. We give you glory tonight and we give you praise on tonight. Yes, God. Yes, God. Does anyone have a prayer request on tonight? We bind up the spirit of love in the name of Jesus. I see two or three people with mantles tonight. I see people with mantles on. God is getting ready to move up in the name of Jesus. There's no prayer request on tonight. I just ask the Lord to cover you. Father, I ask you to cover each one that's up under the sound of my voice on tonight. I ask you right now to cover their families, their children, their husbands, their wives on tonight. God, cover their homes, their automobiles in the blood of Jesus and encamp angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. I ask you to send angels into every home. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to build them up where they torn down, strengthen them where they weak, God. You know what they need, God. I'm asking you on tonight to let your power fall tonight, God. Let the glory cloud fall tonight, God. Let your anointing fall tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, they need you now. They need you now, God. They need you right now, God. They need you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you just
send your mercy, God. Send your grace, God. And Lord, you know all about us. You made us, God. And you know what we need and what we don't need, God. And you know what's best for us on tonight. And, but we need you, Lord. And we can't make it without you, God. And in the name of Jesus, and I ask you tonight, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, and to just have mercy tonight and on every situation, God, and every circumstance, Lord. And I ask you to pay bills, God, and in the name of Jesus, and heal bodies, God, and in the name of Jesus, and touch these pains that I see. These bodies got pain, these legs, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. And I ask you to pray for those, Lord, and that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God. Pray for them, Lord. And in the, I bless them, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, cause them to come running asking what they must do to be saved, to be called a child of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to touch hearts and all over this radio broadcast and all over radio land and touch their hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, let them receive you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you right now and we can't make it without you, Lord. We need you, God. We need you, God. We need you, God. In the name of Jesus, he's releasing great strength, great, 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 great strength. In the name of Jesus, I'm giving strength out tonight. In the name of Jesus, he's giving out strength tonight. If some of us need it tonight, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Does anyone have any comment or anything they need to say or ask or anything? Amen. I just wanted to make sure before I go. I will be praying for everyone interceding on tonight. Amen. Father, we just thank you and we give you praise. We're dismissed. God bless you all. Have a good night. And we'll be right back here on Sunday, 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern Time for our worship. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night.
Amen. Hey. Love you too.
Love you all. Amen. God bless.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Uh-huh.